His Honor, the mayor is here. Mayor Corey Mason from Racine. Now, this was not a scheduled chat we had. This was brought on by Thursday's storms.
Yeah.
And I was telling the mayor before we went on, I had never seen a storm like that before in my life.
Yeah, I mean, it was intense. I mean, lots of people just assumed it must have been a tornado. It wasn't, but it had that kind of intensity. We had a lot of downed trees on cars and houses and in the streets. And I mean, thank goodness nobody was hurt. Sort of amazing to see that much damage and there were no injuries. But, you know, before we get into some of the details, I do want to take my hat off to the DPW crew and the forestry division over at Parks and the police department and fire department that were, you know, out there immediately directing traffic and getting the debris out of the streets. But yeah, it's been quite a cleanup. And you know, the crazy part about it, Don, is if you were here where the studio is, you wouldn't have noticed any of this, really. I mean, you might have seen a little bit of rain, but you didn't see this kind of intensity. But if you were maybe at, you know, Erie or Wisconsin and east of there, if you were near the lakefront, all the way up and down from the north end of town to the south end of town, it was intense. I mean, there were, you know, huge trees just knocked over like they were toothpicks and did a lot of damage when they did.
Well, I live on Main Street, you know where I live.
Yeah.
And I went outside to put something in the recycling bin in the backyard, and I felt, oh, a drop of rain. It's going to, within 10 minutes, it looked like, I couldn't believe it. The rain was going horizontal.
Yeah.
I couldn't even see the street. It was just so windy. And I saw the flag on the side of my house just really hit. And then the metal snapped off.
Yeah.
And there was a box on my porch, just took off in the air like the Wizard of Oz. And I was going to take a picture of it for my wife, a video, but I was so terrified. I'd never seen weather like this. I'm not from the Midwest. I just, right. I never witnessed anything like that before.
No, it was.
How was it by your house?
Equally bad. I mean, big storm, big trees just completely knocked over, or limbs of trees just snapped off like tree branches. I mean, had, you know, a couple broken windows of our own to contend with, and big, you know, tree limbs that, you know, crashed into things. So yeah, a lot of people were pretty shaken by it.
You had
so,
broken windows, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people did up and down, and there were reports of pretty big-sized hail, so I don't know if it was the hail that did it or if there were, you know, pieces of debris from the trees that did it, but it was substantial. It was glass everywhere. So,
wow.
You know, and again, if you were anywhere on the west side of town or even just, you know, a few, you know, 6-8 blocks from the lakefront, you might not have noticed anything like this, but we had power out for 24 to 36 hours for several thousand people. We had a lot of cleanup to do. And again, it was just really good to see the city employees respond so quickly. And, you know, police and fire and DPW and forestry were out there right away and making sure that at least the streets were passable, right? That the big trees and limbs that had fallen onto the street were going to be taken away. But yeah, if you drove through town up and down Main Street, you would have seen, you know, entire trees upended and heaving up driveways and falling onto the right of way and falling onto cars and houses. And so, you know, it was a pretty big event. The zoo had some real damage done to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I emailed Beth Heidorn over the weekend and she's probably busy. What happened to that? I heard somebody said that so the zoo had damage. What damage?
Yeah, I mean, apparently one of the big tents flew away, but they had a lot of downed trees as well. So it's just, you know, just again, you know, you don't think about it. You see these trees that look like they're 80 to 100 years old and you think they're, you know, they're going to withstand anything. And then you get something like this comes along and they just pop over like it was nothing. I mean, some of them snapped and some of them fell over, like were literally uprooted and turned over. So, you know, really, and it was, you know, I was wondering initially if it was just something happening on the north side because we had heard a lot of reports of damage in one point as well. But it went all the way down to the south side of town as well. So there were people, you know, without power who also saw big damage and tree limbs down. So, if, you know, ran the whole length of the city, north to south. But again, if you were 8 blocks in, you might not have noticed any of it.
On my property, you know, I have these huge pine trees.
Yeah.
Huge. And I said, oh, please don't let them come down. It'll go right through my house or my neighbor's house. And we just had a couple of branches, small branches. I just had to pick them up. And that was the end of that. But we were traveling through Wind Point yesterday.
Yeah.
And I see these giant trees just toppled over. What kind of wind
pushed
like a bulldozer couldn't even push those trees over.
Right. That's why a lot of people just wonder, was it a tornado? And again, it wasn't. It's called a micro burst, apparently. But yeah. I mean, it was an intense. And, you know, by all accounts, it was, you know, not even 10 minutes that all this damage
happened. It was real short.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I saw one person walking in front of my house with an umbrella. And it was a typical picture where the umbrella is going to take them off like Mary Poppins and they'll be off in the air. And I was going to yell out the window, the door, to get in here, get on my porch at least away from this, but they couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
It was like a train going through.
No, it was an intensity that I've never heard of from a thunderstorm or a microburst. It's really, again, thank God no one was hurt, but a lot of property damage and there's still some cleanup to do. So.
And I heard the chainsaws going the next morning. You can hear them all over town. We had a tree I saw. Remember the old Lee's Flowers parking lot on High and Chatham? Their giant tree, one of those giant right on the wire.
Oh,
and it was just bouncing on the wire. They eventually had to get rid of the tree because even if you go on the lakefront by North Beach, you can see all the trees snapped and not toppled over, but just snapped off.
Yeah,
I can't imagine witnessing that.
Oh, I mean, it was one house just north of the zoo that had these huge pine trees fall on it. I think one of the older houses in the neighborhood and just like fell right on top of the house.
Even at the corner of High and Chatham, I guess there's a house there. It's kind of an odd looking boxy house. The whole top of their tree got lopped off. It's not like the tree fell down. It just snapped off, and it's huge.
Yeah, that was the thing. So some of the trees fell over, like, from their roots, right? Yeah. But some of them, again, big, mature trees would snap in half or, you know, near the base. And so I can't imagine the power of the wind that's needed to do that between the hail and the wind and the storms that we heard. And, again, this was all in under 10 minutes by all reports. Trees down, power lines down. I mean, it was a big storm. And again, you'd be forgiven if you lived, you know, a half mile inland. And so what do you mean? We got a little bit of rain. What's the big deal? But for that, you know, easternmost part of the city limits, boy, it was a historic storm.
My wife was at church at Racine Bible Church way down by the interstate. And she said, rained a little bit. We heard some thunder. No winds.
Yeah.
I said, no winds.
Yeah.
You missed that.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We're talking to Mayor Corey Mason from the city of Racine, and we're talking about the storm damage from last Thursday. So people are going to have all these limbs. When I went down Wind Point, it was like firewood, take all you want.
Right.
It was all chopped up. And if you can, you know, people are trying to find people to help them chainsaw this stuff. And these guys are busy now.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And so some people can do it themselves. I couldn't.
Right.
But some people can. So they have all these giant trees. They have all this wood. What do they do with it?
Yeah, so for today, what we want people to do, and over the weekend too, a lot of people were doing cleanup, and I'm glad to see the word got out because you see a lot of it. But for today, they're going to pick up all the tree debris and limbs and everything else. Just put them right in the right of way where you would usually put your trash bins. And we had crews out on Friday doing pickup, but we'll have them out all day today too. So if you've got a big pile of trees and limbs and other things that you want to get rid of. And we spent most of the weekend picking up our yard. So we got to, you'll see if you drive up and down Main Street and the areas in there, a lot of piles of tree limbs and debris right there right now. So we're encouraging everybody to do that so we can get that material out of there today. If for some reason you can't get it today, you can still bring that material over to the Pearl Street facility at 801 Pearl Street, and they'll take your tree debris and whatnot and take it there.
We drop stuff off there all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
The leaf and...
So that's what you do with sort of the organic material is what they call it. But then there's what do you do with, broken debris from, different parts of all kinds of things that went flying around. And so for that, everybody has a trash pickup day throughout the week, and you can put out bulky items, right? You can do 5 bulky items, do the stickers and that sort of thing. But if you're in one of these affected areas, there's no cap on the number of bulky items that you can put out on the curb. So on your garbage day, if you have extra debris that's not the tree limbs and everything, are things that got broken and that you need to replace, and materials that snapped in half or had some real damage to it, you can put those out on the street on your normal garbage day. Again, if you're in the affected areas, no limit on the number of bulky items you can put out there. We've seen anecdotally a lot of destroyed property, and so people need to get rid of it. They can do that. Now, again, if you don't want to wait until then or you miss it on your day, you can also take it to the solid waste transfer station. That, of course, is at the end of 21st Street, west of Green Bay Road. If you turn right on Highway 31 there, you'll see the transfer station for solid waste that the city has. So if you have recyclable materials or big bulky items that you couldn't get out by your trash day this week, you can take your materials there.
when you came home, you were out. You weren't at home when the storm hit.
Yeah.
And yes, the broken window. Was there water in there and everything?
Oh yeah, tons of water.
Oh no.
Tons of water, but glass everywhere. I mean, it was just.
Was this a big window that broke?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
So, no.
So just, you know, a lot of glass, and giant tree limbs that snapped off 2 yards over. Right. I mean, it was this big willow tree where these, you know, and the whole tree didn't fall over, but there were these limbs that were, you know, 30, 40 feet in the air that just snapped off like they were toothpicks and did some real destruction to my neighbor's yard, to my yard. But it was just like, you just can't believe the strength of the wind that it took to knock over some of these trees or break some of these tree limbs and just take them down.
This is some of the footage from the tornadoes in Mayville. That's got to be terrifying to see a tornado heading toward you. And you really, other than hiding, there's nothing you can do.
Right.
In the last few weeks, too, going through the southern section of America, you see these towns just wiped out.
Yeah.
Schools, churches, homes, factories wiped out.
Yeah.
And they got to start. Do you remember, I wasn't living here. I think I was in Atlanta at the time when the tornadoes came through Barneveld on Highway 18 in Barneveld, Wisconsin. And it wiped out the entire town except for 3 or 4 homes.
Right.
And I've been back to Barneveld several times. I remember Dan Rather was doing the news. And they showed the tower, the water tower, which was one of the few surviving things in Barneveld.
Yeah.
But the town was flattened. And you go there today, and all the homes are modern except for 3 or 4 homes.
Right.
Even the bank, you can see where half the bank was destroyed, and they repaired the bank to put the other half back together again. That's got to be terrifying. And I went to a diner in Barneveld several years ago, and I was afraid to ask somebody about it, but I wanted to know about it. And one of the people working at the diner, the cashier, said, yeah, I was a volunteer fireman and wanted to talk about it. And then another person came, well, yeah, I was there too. They do want to talk about it because now it's history. And they,
right.
And I don't think anybody got hurt. It's just amazing.
That's a blessing, really. I mean, to see that much damage done.
I don't know how you deal with these towns being destroyed.
Well, it's devastating, right? I mean, so again, I mean, it's really, if it happened to you, it's really acute and you're, you know, trying to figure out how to deal with the storm damage. But, you know, it was not a tornado. It did not level the entirety of the town. And again, thank goodness nobody was hurt. I mean, that's really kind of an amazing.
Does the city have a plan for something like this where if a tornado, God forbid, comes through and it devastates, you know, parts of Racine, do we have a plan of attack?
So there's a there's an emergency management office that the county runs where they will coordinate office that then can go across jurisdictions and whatnot. Believe it or not, the person who's most knowledgeable about this in the city is David Mack, because when he used to work for the county, that was his job.
He's coming in next week.
Well, you should ask him all about what the emergency management protocols are, because he would know better than anybody. But yes, we have protocols in place for different kinds of emergencies that sort of like, hey, when do we coordinate services? When do we coordinate heavy equipment? How can that all work? But yeah, there's emergency management plans in place. Now, you know, I mean, again, if you get a storm that levels the entire town, I don't know that anybody has a plan for that. But we want to make sure that people are safe. And again, it was great to see everybody spring into action after the storm happened. Again, you had the police out there right away redirecting traffic where there was down trees and limbs, but the streets weren't passable. And then you had forestry and DPW out there removing those limbs to get them out there. We Energies was, out right away getting the trees off the power line. So there's really, you know, my hat's off to the public employees who, you know, are all of them were sort of home at 10 o'clock on a given night thinking they were going to have a nice, easy Thursday night. And, you know, we have to call them in emergency situations like this. And they're all right there pretty shortly and out there and making the streets passable and as safe as possible. So it's kind of incredible.
Now, I did see on Wind Point yesterday, one of the lines is still hanging there by the guy's grass. It's still down. It's connected, but it's in a loop about, you know, 4 or 5 feet off the ground. What I find amazing is during these storms, how fast they get the electric back. I remember they had no electric across the street from me. And by the time my wife went to bed, she looked in and she saw the lights on the guy's porch.
Oh, that's great.
There was, and even cable, because they got to fix the, you know, I don't know how they do all this stuff so fast, because they're, you know, it's pitch dark for one thing.
Yeah.
And they got to go work. They got to find where the line is. They got to get up there, play with electricity. I get nervous plugging stuff into a wall because I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
These guys are dealing with hot lines up there.
Yeah, no, the Wien Energy
in the dark.
We're pretty quick. I mean, some people were out for 24 to 36 hours. So thankfully, you know, most of the power wasn't out too long. But yeah, they're out there dealing with live wires when the trees take them down. And that's no small feat.
Okay, quick review. If you have a lot of limbs on your trees that came down,
You put them in the right of way today. Like if you put them out there today and we have crews picking them up all day today. So if you have limbs and, you know, tree debris and everything, you know, organic material is what they call it. If you have that, put that in your right of way today. Now, if you miss that, you can take it over to Pearl Street. That's 801 Pearl Street, not too far from City Hall. You can take your organic material there. And then if you have other like stuff that's broken and whatnot that, and you're thinking, oh, how am I going to get rid of this, you know, broken chair or lawn equipment or whatever that, that may have broken in the storm, you can put that out on your normal garbage day. And again, we usually have five what we call bulky waste items that, that are bigger than the garbage bin. This week, if you're in the affected areas, there's no limit to the amount of material that you can put out. So if you have other material that's broken, put it out on your normal garbage day. You don't need the stickers for it. Just put it on out and we'll take care of it. Now, if you miss your garbage day, we do have the transfer, the waste transfer station at 6300 21st Street, which is west of Green Bay Road. You can take your stuff there and drop it off there.
Would you put in your window, by the way, to stop everything from coming in when you got home?
Well, initially we used a garbage bag, but the next day I went to Home Depot and had them custom rip a sheet of plywood so that I could cover the open hole. So.
Yeah, I always wondered, you know, they always see these boarded up places with a perfectly cut piece of plywood. I wouldn't know how to do that. I wouldn't know how to fasten it to the house.
Yeah.
I'm not a handyman.
Well, we didn't have power initially, so even with a circular saw, you couldn't do it. So
I can't. Tell me what your first reaction was when you saw the window and your wife came
in.
So
the first reaction, honestly, was turning in down the street is not just the trees being down, but it was just so dark, right? Because there's no power on. And so you're sort of driving through the street. And, you know, your headlights are obviously giving you some light, but you don't realize how much the streetlights and house lights add to the illumination on your street until you get there, and it's just all gone. And so, you know, the basketball hoops knocked over, but there's tree limbs everywhere, and you're just thinking, oh, my gosh, how bad is it going to be when we get there?
And you're the mayor. You've got to worry about everybody.
Right.
I'm worried about my little flagpole that broke, but you got to worry about everybody.
Yeah. But, you know, look, within minutes, on the phone with the police chief, with the deputy fire chief, with director of public works, director of parks, they're all out there coordinating, right? They know what's going on. And, you know, you got to do a little bit to encourage them to make sure they're communicating with each other and everybody's on the same page. But they were all out there immediately, sprung into action. And again, hats off to our public employees who've done such a great job in a pretty remarkable situation to keep us all safe.
And you hear the fire sirens, police sirens, kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Mayor, you going to be back May 28th?
I'll be here.
Okay, we got other things to talk about, including the downing of the YMCA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of sad to see that.
It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. I'm excited for what's next, but a lot of memories.
His Honor, Mayor Corey Mason, City of Racine, thanks for coming in on the last-minute notice here. Thank you very much.